My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to print up some of your photos and frame them. Giving physical photos a place of honor will add a little extra joy to your day. And if you give framed photos as gifts, they can add joy to your loved ones' days, too. So I realized the other day that I had a fair number of printed baby photos of my eldest child. Alert listeners will recall that he was born in 2007, which was right as smartphones were taking the world by storm. We are not early adopters in our family, so we generally took pictures of him with our digital camera and we'd dutifully upload these photos to Shutterfly and print them. Then I got an iPhone around the time my second kid was born in 2009. I probably have more baby photos total of him, just because it was suddenly so easy to snap pictures when we were out and about. But I don't have as many printed. I think that's probably true for a lot of our lives after 2009 or so. We have a lot of pictures, but not many printed pictures. Now, there are obvious reasons for that. My Apple iCloud account isn't going anywhere, I hope, so I can always look back on earlier photos while I'm standing in line at the grocery store. One of the reasons we printed photos in the past is so we could share them with loved ones. Smartphones solve this problem because we just text the photo over. No need to use a middleman. But I think printed photos are even more special than digital ones. There's something that feels more notable about a physical object. And when we bother to frame something, it truly stands out as special. Fortunately, this really doesn't have to be as much of an ordeal as it has been at times in the past. A lot of sites like Shutterfly or FrameBridge will print and frame a photo for you. You can test out different frames and mattings online with the image of your photo to see what you like best. Then they will ship you the finished product. Easy. You can also hit the easy button by buying a handful of clear plastic frames. I bought a dozen or so of these for a pittance, and now I can rotate through photos on my desk by sticking a new one in these frames every few months or so. Since the frames are clear, it doesn't really matter what the colors in the photos happen to be. Of course, you can go upscale. Last fall, I got portraits taken of all my kids, both individual and as a group. Then I purchased the digital files and printed up and framed 15 individual shots. With a little help, we got these arranged into a gallery wall. I absolutely love walking by these every day. I also had the photographer print up and frame two very large portraits of all my kids together. My husband and I each put one of these in our home offices. Now, this was not cheap by any means, but I love seeing my kids' faces in a place of honor in my house. Perhaps you have a family member like a grandparent who would appreciate a framed photo of the grandkids, or even better, a framed photo from somewhere you all went together. When my husband's extended family all got together last summer, I hired a photographer to come take some shots of all of us. We were able to print up and frame a portrait of my mother-in-law, and all her kids and grandkids to give to her. That is certainly better than just having the photo on her phone. Now, you don't have to frame everything. It's good to just print some photos on their own, print them for relatives, send some in a card. It's a great way to keep in touch. Use photos as bookmarks. Pin them to the bulletin board in your house where you put things that you want people to see. Go ahead and order a lot. Practically speaking, if shipping is involved, each additional photo adds literally pennies to the cost. Most of the cost is in the shipping. So you don't need to hold back. Photos are a powerful way of capturing special moments. And in this digital age, printed photos catch our attention and feel particularly special. Framed photos feel even more so. So spend a few minutes this week and a few dollars turning those files on your phone into art. I am guessing you will be glad you did. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.